We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of The Critic Cast. The name is Larry, and it's such a pleasure being with you for yet another episode on the back of... It wasn't that dramatic, except the one thing that happened, but it wasn't really that dramatic, to be honest. In the second part, I'm going to talk about the African narrative, where I'm getting annoyed by this whole thing about Africa. It was inspired by one of my favorite writers, Zukiswa Wana. I'll tell you a bit about that. And then in the final segment, 8 signs that she doesn't really want anything serious with you. I really want you to tune into this part because it's pretty important, because I know a lot of guys out there who are in some sort of situation where they're trying to be serious and so forth, but the girl really isn't. For the news that made it this week, rest in peace to Charles Kwaza, the former State Procurement Board chairperson, who reportedly committed suicide when he reportedly jumped out of the building at Club Chambers. That's on the corner of Nelson Mandela Avenue and 3rd Street. And he was facing corruption charges. It's a really confusing story and that sort of thing. I don't really want to talk too much about it because it just seems like some stuff that's just dark. Okay, you're not supposed to laugh at things like that. No, no. But there's some dark things. The guy was like really fighting his case. He took his wife there. There's some things that just don't make sense. Okay, so I don't know. I have no reason to doubt what the police said, but it just looks strange the way he did it. What else can I tell you? Amara Brown did not perform in the United Kingdom this past weekend because she says that the promoter did not provide tickets and what you call it, and, what's the name of that? As well as the visa on time. So by the time the visa came out, the time to get the tickets and that sort of thing. And, you know, for someone who is award-winning and so forth, I think the promoter should do better. Today, it was World Book Day as well as World Copyright Day. So I don't know what book you're reading. I've been reading a couple of books this year, just trying to keep in touch with my writing side because, you know, I like my writing. And I think one of the most important things of being a writer is being able to read a lot of other people's works, because that also you find yourself in other people's works. So, yeah, so... Yeah, so, and then Copyright Day as well, to see how many people who have drinks, rather have books that they've actually bought. The Zimbabwe International Film Festival and the International Images Film Festival for Women are going to hold a joint festival this year. Normally they have festivals separately, but it turns out like this year they decided that, no, we're going to do a thing together. So that's going to happen sometime in August, end of August into early September. They're going to have a film festival that's going to take care of both the men's side and the women's side. So, and, you know, they're going to get their, what you call it, I think it's more like the women's side, which is run by WIFOS and ICAPA. And then the film festival is run by the Zim Film Festival. It's run by the Film Festival Trust. And what they're just going to do is essentially just focus on you know, leveraging each other's strengths in order to be able to do some amazing things for the film industry. What else can I tell you? Fizzy drinks that are diet, like your diet sodas and so forth. Don't really want to mention any labels, I mean, what you call it, brands, but, you know, the diet ones apparently do not help you lose weight. If anything, they actually increase your chances of stroke and dementia by 3 times. But it's not like a really crazy significant, but you don't really want to be that guy. WhatsApp is going to help you not send those drunk texts. Why? The new update that's coming soon will allow you to, first of all, the first update will allow you to delete a message. As long as the other person on the other side has not read it, then you can recall the messages, much the same way that you can recall or unsend a message on an email. But soon enough after that, you'll be able to edit an image that you sent. I mean, rather an email or a message that you sent, so forth. Just to remind you that Tapiwa is still fighting cancer. Remember the girl I was talking about, Tapiwa Saichiti please get involved. Please get involved. Raised just over half of the money required. She needs $42,950 to get the surgery done in what's this country, in India. Yeah, so please assist. Just go to her website, or rather her Facebook page, Tapiwa Team Tapiwa Fighting Cancer, and help her, because it takes a village to raise a child, and we just need to save this one. It's Larry. You listen to the Criticast. So this segment was actually inspired by a friend of mine, Zukiswa Wana, and it was a Facebook post that she put up. I'm going to read the Facebook post first of all, and then I'll say what my bit and what I think of all of this. Poverty porn, she starts. One day maybe we will sit down and have a conversation about how some readers on the continent actually like Fiston Mwanza Mujila's Tram 83 for the way it depicts bars we are all familiar with. We will talk about how, even as we were a tad uncomfortable because we have been internalized to be a bit Victorian about sex, some of us liked what the sex workers had some semblance that sex workers had some semblance of independence. Do you have the time? One day we shall talk about how Pa Ikide describes this work, and how in his piece he mentions the opinion of a friend, brother, and 2015 Etilisat chair, Arthur Kayson, who he chooses to mention stays in Canada while totally ignoring that the other two jurors, Molara Wood and myself, stay on the continent, and our decision was unanimous when we selected Tram 83 as the winner. One day we shall question how it is that he dismisses the opinion of two African women staying in Africa while critiquing the one juror who stays in Canada from the US on an experience that the two people who stay on the continent relate with. One day too we shall talk about why this makes it so difficult to talk about African literatures from the continent and the diaspora, because there are always some who think that their narrative is superior. Perhaps on that day too, we shall question why we people from developing nations feel we need our art acknowledged by some Westerner before it is considered art. But perhaps today is not that day. Sleep well, my Africa. And it got me thinking, because it's rather bizarre, because I keep getting told, Larry, you're the voice of a generation, and every time you go somewhere across outside, onto international platforms, have been asked to come and speak in certain spaces, you get told, no, you're the one who's representing the face of Africa, you're the one. I'm just like sitting there like, do you know that Africa's got 1.2 billion people, bruh? I don't think I'm even the voice of Zimbabwe. Don't get me wrong, because, you know, I've got my own ideologies about what I want to achieve. And I don't think I can, it's fair for me to take all my idea, my singular ideas, and impose those ideas on the complex and beautiful, continent that we call Africa, with all its ravines, savannas, and all that sort of thing. I don't think I can even represent my own family that adequately. I think I can be somebody that my family can be proud of, but to say I am the definitive voice and I represent the ideologies of a whole continent, it's difficult. Because what that does is that every time I have a conversation, suddenly I'm no longer speaking about my story. And that's what they call identity politics, where everything that I have to say has to take into consideration a whole continent. I read a tweet a little bit earlier today in which I responded to by saying, they're saying that, oh, being African, you need to make sure that you gain beyond the land, and you got to make sure that you, what was the other thing? Let me just check what it was. You got to start caring about African ideals and systems and so forth. And I said, you know, in response, it confuses me because there are 1.2 billion people. We're basically homologous creatures. We just happen to be from the same region, but we're not homogenous, are we? Land is the first right to locate in some other in most parts of the world, and it's not different. And you know, land was probably more important in Zimbabwe than it was in many other countries, and that's why we decided to live the way that we wanted to live. And the reality of the matter is, we need to start. You know, because you know, when someone comes from Europe and they're coming from Ireland, we never ask them to tell the whole story of every English, or rather every what you call it, European person, because that's where they came from. So it's really strange for me that our identities keep getting defaced, because we keep getting told that our personalities don't matter. As they say, just to finish off this, they say statistics. You know what statistics are? Statistics are people with their tears wiped off. So as long as we don't have tears, we don't have stories, all we are just numbers. And we're a continent that we didn't even get to name ourselves.
That cold embrace does nothing to disguise it. We are not the same, none, and yet both are to blame. I guess that's how we got here. We can survive this, though we've been through worse.
The music of the beautiful Nonka Mabaleka. She's based in Bulawayo, and fascinating artist she is. And that track is her, I don't know if it's a debut single, but it's the first single I've heard from her. Check it out, it's available on iTunes. Do You Still Love Me from Nonka Mabaleka. She's got a very mature urban contemporary sound. Also did a review of her music on 3mob.com this past week. Check her out, supporting Zimbabwe music. It is Larry, you're listening to the Criticast. The final segment, of course, is always the relationship segment. Now, this thing is happening to men more commonly than ever before. Women who just, you know, going through stages. And, you know, eight things that should indicate to you that she's not really looking for anything serious. And the first one, of course, of the lot, and is that she says she's not looking for anything serious. Now, and that isn't always so obvious, because sometimes she's lying because she thinks you're not looking for any commitment and she doesn't want to come on too strong. But often she's legitimately meaning it. And if she says it without you initiating any talk of a commitment phobia, it's less likely she's like trying to convince you to it's all good, and more likely she's just going looking for some like casual, convenient sex, so that she just likes hanging out with you. And secondly, well, she doesn't initiate any commitment talk. In the same vein, if she really wants to be with you, it'll keep her up at night wondering if she's the one she's the only one you're seeing, rather. And sometimes she tells you that she's just simply finding herself. If she says any version of this statement, like she's working on herself, it means she's into you, but she's got other priorities at the moment. You're just not that person. And then she tells you about other men. Unless she's clearly trying to make you jealous, she shouldn't be telling you about her rendezvous with other dudes. If she does, it's obviously because you've been friend zoned, even if you're sleeping together. She avoids pursuits, but not all the time. You find that you're the only one initiating plans, so that she's flaking on your plans. It's probably because you're a second, third, or fourth option, which I should probably kick it. She'll sometimes kick it with you. As disguise reality, yes, but if she really wanted to be with you, for example, she'd want to hang out with you, she'd probably ditch her other plans to do so. Of course, things do come up, but if counseling becomes a regular occurrence, make no mistake, she's not looking to seriously date you. So move on. And she's flaky about planning. Now, I've gotten this a couple of times with some people. Yes, probably some of them listening. I don't know. Like, because it gives you a vague response. As to when you can rain check, it's probably because she doesn't want to make the commitment to hang out with you because she's unsure as to whether she'll still feel like it. And when the time comes around, if she wanted to be serious, she'd be thinking in advance. And critically, she won't introduce you to her friends and family. It's been a while and you've yet to meet the people that are closest to her. It's not because she's nervous, which she might tell you. It's because she doesn't care enough that she needs affirmation from them. If you were a serious prospect, she'd want their opinions as soon as it wasn't creepy to invite you to meet them. And finally, she has girls' nights all the time. Girls' nights are a thing that continue even through marriage, and often it's really is just the girls, but other times it really is just the girls until one or more of the girls brings a man into the mix, a boyfriend, husband, a random or whomever. So if she insists that it's a girls' night, it's a thing, it's likely that she could tell you to come hang out later on, but she's not up for that kind of commitment. So there's a couple of things, and I think a couple of guys out there have been in those sorts of situations. I know I have, so I'm not going to be shy to even admit that and so forth. And sometimes probably without knowing, and I think it's important that, we share some of this knowledge, and because you might be just banging on doors and wasting your time and so forth on somebody who you think is into you on the level that you'd like to be into them. And it's a new thing. Women have beginning to have commitment issues of their own, and we're evolving as creatures. So it's not a big deal. There's nothing that says that back in the day, just to say that men were exclusively having commitment issues or finding ourselves missions and so forth. It's a thing now. Yeah. And that's that for this week's episode of the Queerie Cast. If you want to get in touch with me, the email address is info@larryqueerierai.com. Get in touch with me via Twitter @QueerieRai. Yeah, QueerieRai has got a YI at the end. Or just go and look for Larry QueerieRai on the socials and get in touch with me. Any questions or anything that you'd like me to tackle on the Queerie Cast or whatever suggestions you have. And then also, don't miss an episode. Go to iTunes, just look for QueerieCast, subscribe. Also go to iono.fm, iono.fm. We've been together for a while with Iono. Yeah, shout out to them. I think it's almost 2 years now that we've been together. We're getting close to that. And iono.fm, totally taking care of our hosting. Just go to iono.fm and look for QueerieCast and just look for the RSS feed. And from there, you'll be able to make sure you don't miss an episode. And then also go look for One Radio News. There's another platform that the QueerieCast is available on. And also going forward, don't miss me on, or rather catch me on ZFM Stereo on Health Matters every Tuesday between 8:30 and 9 p.m. on Media Platform, a new program between 7:30 and 8:30 on Wednesdays, and on Mondays, Wednesdays and Sundays between 7:15 and 7:20. There's a program that I host there that is called the Zimbabwe Schools Quiz Challenge. Yeah, I was trying to remember. I might have forgotten it. Yeah, other than that, take care of yourself and the people that you love. I leave you with a simple saying. It's actually a question. Is being independent just a nice way of saying I'm selfish? It's been Larry. It's been the Queerie Cast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?